We're kind of close to the end of the Lord's Prayer, the sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. And this part says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There's an old joke that says, I can't resist anything but temptation. Some people don't need to think or ask, lead me into temptation. They find it on their own without any trouble. You know, a temptation is an enticement to evil. So why would we need to ask God to do something he would never do? God doesn't tempt us. God leads us in the paths of righteousness, Psalm 23. James says God doesn't tempt anyone, 1 chapter 13th verse. One explanation is that lead us not into temptation means actually lead us into righteousness. When we are tempted, it's easy to offer excuses, isn't it? It's someone else's fault. I couldn't help it. Everyone's doing it. I made a mistake. Nobody's perfect. I didn't know it was wrong. I was pressured into it, or as the comedian Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. So the devil may tempt us, but our sin is nothing but our own fault. God doesn't make us sin. We are responsible for our action. God gave us that freedom to do what we like to do. The mark of a genuine faith is a changed outlook on sin to say, I'm going to live a different life. Sin is a rebellion against the holy God. You know, if we were repelled by sin, it wouldn't be so tempting. A Native American once said, there are two dogs inside of me, a bad dog and a good dog. So somebody said to him, which dog are you, is active in you right now? He said, the one that I feed the most. So the good dog inside of us and the bad dog inside of us, whichever one we feed the most is the one that takes hold. Preserve us in our testing. In other words, help us while we're facing the inevitable hardships. Test, God's test on us is the provision of the conviction of our character. What is our character like when we're tested? If we weren't tested, how would we know what our character is like? Paul assures us that God will not allow us to be tempted beyond our ability to bear it, 1 Corinthians. When we pray this prayer, we're asking God, please spare me from this trial, but if I have to go through it, give me strength, give me protection from potential sin. We ourselves, we can take trials and turn them into temptations, can't we? God tests us so we can know how strong we are. It's kind of a litmus test for us. The storms of life come and go throughout our lives. If we didn't have the darkness, we wouldn't appreciate the light. If we didn't have sadness, we wouldn't enjoy love and joy. If God issued letter grades, we would fail most of the time because we can't do things on our own. Tomorrow we are torn between two choices, ethical choices, options. Temptation from Satan, a test from God. Satan wants us to fall and really get in trouble. God wants us to resist and to triumph. I remember as a freshman in college, away from home for the first time. My freshman year, I was put on academic probation. Poor grades, you know, away from home, many distractions of the female gender, for example. Until I turned my focus around and then went on the dean's list for the last couple of years of my college degree. It had nothing to do with my abilities. It was a matter of my focus. And God wants us to focus on him. Job, the most tested man in history, said, when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Job had everything taken away from him. Everything. He was given tremendous illness. But at the end, he came out as gold. Because the power of the Holy Spirit lives in our life, we can use the Holy Spirit to approach these tests and these trials with confidence. Yes, there are tests and temptations and trials throughout our life. You know, the old saying is, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Trials build character. They transform common people into uncommon saints. If we lived a life without trials and turmoil, what would it be like? A trial could be an illness, a disability, a financial setback, a traumatic event, a financial setback. Victims of crimes, accidents, and assaults often get into very difficult times. One factor in recovery is the spiritual dimension that victims feel that they are the victim because they are the victim. We need to break through that. God offers us victory. Before a battle, soldiers get together and pray and ask for a shield of protection, a prayer cover to be victorious. When facing adversity, we should get a prayer cover over ourselves to use that power of God. Don't forget about it. Three times Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying before he was crucified. His three disciples, Peter, James, and John, fell asleep. He had to wake them up. Perhaps their snoring interrupted them as he was trying to pray to God about this last day of his life. Jesus urged those with him and said, keep watching and praying so that you may not go into trial. That's what we need to do in our life to overcome trial. Peter, hours later, was in the courtyard and Jesus was being scourged and in trial. And the woman came to him and said, aren't you with those guys from Galilee? I can tell by your accent. No, it's not me. Second time he was asked, you're with those disciples of Jesus, aren't you? He said, no, not me. Third time they said, you definitely are from Galilee, because I know you were with that group of 12. And he ran away. And after the resurrection, Jesus came back to Peter, and three times he says, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Temptations, trials, and tests are opportunities for us to mature in our faith, to become better people. We can overcome trials and temptations of the devil by immersing ourselves in the study of God's word so that we get that right direction, by spending serious time in prayer, by the support of Christian fellowship, and by adopting a biblical worldview, not the world's view of the earth, but the Bible's view of the earth. Mastery over temptation is possible. As Philippians says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In heaven, we'll be free from the presence of sin. In the meantime, let's work together to be people who are running away from sin, not towards sin. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us confess our faith in the Apostles' Creed. As I went down to the river to pray, Solomon